The Inbox.
Yo, 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 what it do, what it do? It's your boy, Pharrell Mo.
And Honest Megs.
And JT.
And this is The Inbox. What's up, guys?
Nah, man.
How y'all been?
Cold.
Yeah, it is cold up here. So, you know, in Pittsburgh, you know, of course it's wintertime, and it gets really fucking cold out here. But I ain't going to complain because Buffalo, you know, the Steelers just went to Buffalo, got beat on, and it's even colder in Buffalo. Yeah, so just be glad we're not up there.
They got all that
And they
snow.
Got all that snow.
So I feel like if you can't play the game on a scheduled day, you should have to forfeit home field.
Yeah, I agree.
Right. Play somewhere else. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't accommodate the schedule.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's what I thought too, but. Hey. But okay, so the snow. I thought if it was too cold, it couldn't snow. Isn't that how that works? That's how that's supposed to work.
I think it was like 7 degrees or something up there. It was cold as hell. Like in Kansas City, it was
so maybe it
cold.
Snowed.
Plus the wind chill.
Yeah.
Cold. Yeah.
I think it snowed the date like Saturday and Sunday, and then got cold as fuck.
Well, we'll talk more about that game here in a second, man. Lord but Jesus. First, you know, I want to get to the word of the day.
He's starting that early.
Word. And, man, we got three words of the day today. I'm setting a new precedent. But, just follow me as I go through the words, man. Just follow this. Just follow where I'm going. The first word of the day is bitch. I don't know. I didn't need to say it like that, but I just, you know, just felt like saying
like you
it
had
like
to get
that.
Something off your chest.
And it's a noun, and it's a female dog, wolf, fox, or otter, and it's an informal verb, and it's also an expression of displeasure or grumble. And our second word of the day is ass.
Stupid.
And, you know, ass is an animal of the horse family, which is typically smaller than a horse and has a longer ears and a brain call. Interesting. And the informal British version is a foolish or stupid person. Okay. So there's that. The third word. Nigga. And that's a noun, slang, and it's usually disparaging and offensive, and it's a term used to refer to and address black people. But you know what? I want to remix that up a little bit because I know some white niggas, I know some Asian niggas, and I definitely know some Indian niggas. So, you know, the term nigga is very, very broad in the year 2024. So that can be applied to almost any of you. So when I put all three of these words together, bitch ass nigga, that can be anybody. Anybody could be a bitch ass nigga.
So sounds like you got something that you need to get off your chest.
So. No. Not really.
Anyone in particular? When you say these three words in combination, is there anybody who just pops up right off the dome, like right off the top?
You really want to know the?
I mean, if you're willing to say,
Drake. That's about it.
Yasin Bey.
I seen that.
You seen that? You know what? And I listened to it for a little bit, and I felt like he was kind of valid in what he was saying.
I mean,
however, I feel like Drake is hip-hop, but I get what he was trying to say.
He's not wrong that his music does get played in those places. Like, his music can do that shit, but
absolutely.
To say he's not hip-hop is a little bit
it's...
Well, I don't think it was far-fetched. Because he's from a different generation of hip hop, so his definition of hip hop and everybody else's could be totally different.
Yeah, it's different.
That's true. And they only asked about Drake, so who else would he have put in that category?
Taylor Swift.
But they only asked about Drake.
Yeah, yeah.
The Swift, don't get mad at me, y'all, because I know some of y'all Swift.
Hey, I like Taylor Swift.
Are you a Swiftie?
I love me some Taylor Swift.
I don't know if I'm a big Swiftie. I do know a couple songs.
Hey.
I ain't gonna front though. I did listen to Katy Perry's first album.
I love Katy Perry too. Hey, listen. If
I guess anybody that gets played in Target nowadays is hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
Is.
I
mean, if my shit gets played in Target, I don't give a fuck. You can call
everybody
me what you
be
want.
In Target.
Call me what you want. Yeah.
Everybody be in Target.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I was just
even
in there
Real
yesterday.
Street niggas be in Target.
Man, Target. I do like Target.
Everybody likes Target.
I do like Target.
Walmart. My daughter loves Target. My daughter got a Target shopping cart, like a little kid's one. So I took her to Target with the shopping cart, and she was pushing it around. I got to show y'all, but. Yeah, she loves Target.
Uh-oh.
Because they got Starbucks in there.
Absolutely. Of course.
Cake pops.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Got to get your Starbies while you walk around Target. That is too
cute. Oh, my gosh.
See, she really does, too.
She fits the mold right there.
Yes, yeah.
She little Barbie doll in there.
Well, guys, we got a guest today. And, you know, let's give it. We got the round of applause button on there.
You didn't introduce him yet.
Well, oh, I'm sorry.
Got to introduce the guest.
So today we have a guest, and her name is Fee, and I would like for y'all to, you know, get to know Fee, because hopefully y'all will be hearing her soon. So I want to introduce to y'all Fee. Or, you know, also known as Felicia. I just call her Fee because, you know, that's, you know, I just know her like that. You know what I'm saying? But Felicia.
And I always say there's a definitive line between, like, if they call me Fee or Felicia, what part of my life they know me from, mm-hmm. and how they see me.
So, yeah, so, you know, Felicia, Fee, yeah, y'all get the idea. Yeah. So how you been?
Good.
That's good. That's good. So let all the listeners know what it is that you do and, you know, what you got, why'd you start doing what you do professionally and then, you know.
Okay, so I went to cosmetology school. I'm a cosmetologist, been for over 10 years now. Mm-hmm. Been doing hair for like 20, though. You know, braiding, you were one.
Yes, yes,
braiding
yes.
Braiding your hair, 15 years old, you mm-hmm. know. And then one, like, he became my best friend out of cosmetology school. His career track was film. I didn't even know that was like a thing. So once he got on, he department headed his first show 5 years ago and called, he's like, hey, do you want to try to do hair for movies? Because we kept in touch, our kids are the same age, like mm-hmm. all the fun things in life, you know? So I did, and a movie called Unsinkable. It actually comes out in theaters soon. And it was an indie film, and it's about the Titanic. There's a bunch of historical shit I had no idea happened, but it was really cool. And then I just networked the fuck out of it. Like, no. I noticed, and everybody told me, like, it's who you know,
yep.
you know? So, y'all know my mom. She's, like, Miss Personality. I got
Shout
that
out.
Honestly. So, yeah, I just started networking hardcore and, you know, just stood on my talent, stood on my personality, sold a lot, you know? I'm pretty, like, open and honest and mm-hmm. fun. So now I've been doing hair for TVs and movies for the past 5 years, which has been awesome. It's cool. Mm-hmm. I'm on my 19th. We're on season 3 of Mayor of Kingstown, if you guys have seen that at all.
Yeah. I was supposed to be doing that, but, you know, I got busy with work, so I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah.
You'll see me next time. So, you know, I heard that you, you know, do a little podcast and things. Explain to everybody what's your show about? What you talk about?
Right. So through like my career, and I've done everything from like kitchen hair, I've worked in a salon, and then like on to film. All of them are totally different worlds with totally different people with totally different incomes and lives. And everybody had the same issues. So it made me really like aware of judgment, first of all, because what we think is a good life ain't like behind the scenes. You know what people tell their hairstylists, whether they make $1 million a minute or nothing at all?
Everything
right? So it helped me check my judgment. Like, nah, like I can't guess or assume anything. So that kind of had me on. I have a psych background too. I went to college for psychology before I went to cosmetology school. I actually dropped out. but that's been like my passion, and I've taken classes and courses. And then I got into like the spiritual world. I'm a Reiki practitioner. So that's Reiki.
What is that?
Reiki, like literally the word breaks down to mean life force energy. So, people interpret it different ways. To me, it's just your connection to whatever the fuck you want to call it. God, source, the universe, Superman, I don't know, whoever. Ooh, you believe.
You would have liked Joy.
Power. You know what I mean?
She would have liked Joy.
No, she wouldn't. Go on, Fair, with the bullshit. Look at JT. Go ahead, say it, JT. You just wait for me to say it.
That's why you're a part of the show, Bex, because you're candid.
Right.
Because of your honesty and your candor.
I'm like, you just sitting there looking at me like, oh, yeah. She about, something's about to come out. You would like Joy. Joy was full of shit.
She calls cap. I just feel like that stuff, I don't know, I feel like people learn how to read people. So then they just say what they have to say.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, based on reading people.
I don't know. She's been on so far. Well,
she was off as fuck with me because I'm still married.
And she was off with the other person that was here real bad.
Real bad? Yeah. You think that was rude? You don't think that was like rude?
Yeah. But she pivoted. Mm-hmm. But she pivoted real quick.
She tried to and dropped that ball.
Oh man. Hey.
I don't care.
I was embarrassed.
For her?
Secondhand embarrassment.
Me too. That's why I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go ahead and go.
Niggas.
She said, all right, I'm gonna head out. All right, I'm gonna head out.
The third word of the day.
Cause I was like, oh shit.
All right, I'm gonna head out.
You wasn't embarrassed for it?
I don't know if he was in here for.
I don't. Yeah, I might have.
No,
he wasn't in here. For
yeah,
that.
He was.
Was he?
I might have came in the tail end or something. No. But yeah, I might have missed that.
But yeah. You could tell she felt some type of way. She was like,
I'm curious to know what.
We'll have to tell you off air because I don't want to. The reading was off air, so I don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of reading, though, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I don't. What's it called?
It's like she does like
tarot readings.
Readings. So like, and she got a pendulum. She got a pendulum and she got rods and.
So just different types of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that similar to Reiki? What's it called?
Reiki. Yeah. It depends on how she interprets it, whether I could say. Because Reiki is just the energy, and how you use it is where the span is.
Isn't that like,
you know what I mean?
So, like peace and.
Even when you're doing yoga, it's, you know, it's referenced. Yeah. It's not referenced with the same terminology. Right. So, and that's why I'm even hesitant, because you guys jump straight into conspiracy theorists, crystals, and what the hell. but that's why it's kind of difficult to use certain terminology, because like I said, we're trained to judge.
Yeah.
So you 100%. Automatically, whatever your experience was with that came to light.
So basically, you just believe in existing and energy and all that.
Yeah, and understanding everybody has a connection to a source of power, whether you call it God, and that is the foundation of it. And then the creation from that is kind of where I play in, you know, whether it's in like life coaching is pretty much because I attune to things through conversation. So and have you heard about chakras, like energy centers in your body?
Yeah.
So like I can read chakras through conversation, but then what happens is that I just talk you through it, because if I'm like, oh, your heart chakra's blocked, you're gonna judge that. Mm-hmm. Like once you become practiced, like once you get coached through it enough and learn not to judge things, and you can let the energy flow. So that's what my coaching principles are belief building, self-acceptance, and empowerment. right? Because when I say Reiki, everybody shits their pants.
you're not trying to predict people's future. You're just talk them through whatever.
Yeah, talk them whatever. into their own power. I'm like the hype man of Reiki.
Okay. That's a good way to put it. Okay.
Confidence builder.
Nice.
The hype man of Reiki. What's Busta Rhymes' hype man?
Oh, Split Star.
Split Star. You're the Split Star.
Split Star Reiki.
He's been around for 30 years.
Oh, man. So what else? You got anything else going on right now?
Oh, yeah. We're working on, so tied into all that, it's like I said, I call it life coaching or intuitive coaching,
mm-hmm.
Just to keep people's minds clear. But with that, it's called Word to the Wise. I wrote a book, actually, called Word to the Wise. And WHYS, like the question, mm-hmm. Because that's none slick. Of us know what the fuck's going on. Like,
right.
That's just simply what it is. And Word to the Wise was a book based on just human principles, like regardless of where the culture you're from, right or wrong, because it takes the existence of right and wrong out. And yeah, so I wrote a book, and then now I'm teaching mindfulness classes based on the principles in the book. And I have coaching clients that I coach one-on-one to help with whatever they're trying to work through. And then it's also becoming a podcast. So
there you go.
All the nice. Things.
What's the name of the podcast?
Word to the Wise. It's okay. Of the same name. Yep. WHYS.
Do you have a co-host or is it just you?
So there's going to be, I'm going to be playing around with that a lot. It's going to namely be me, but there's going to be a guest every show. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hopefully you guys hear that very, 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 very soon. Yes. And Sophie, I want you to, you know, now that you're in tune with the audience and everybody around.
She's opened the chakras.
She's opened up. She opened up them chakras.
We got some more opening to do. <They don't
block>. I wanna open up that sporting chakra in your brain. You know what I'm saying? I wanna talk about these Pittsburgh Steelers that we just had a playoff game. We just lost, like as we said earlier. How do you feel about the Steelers this year? How did you feel about them? I know you was probably cussing every game, you know what I'm saying, cussing them out, telling them to get their shit together. How do you feel about the Steelers? How do you feel that we did this year?
Is there a boo thing on there? Because just get ready. You're not going to want to hear what I have to say. When I watched football regularly, I was a Cowboys fan.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
And listen, I have to tell you where it came from.
The show is over.
Oh my.
The show is
over. I've been on the Cowboys' ass all week.
Her heart and brain chakras have been blocked. If she's a Cowboys fan.
No, I said, I'm not. I don't watch football.
Okay.
All
right. All right.
When I was, and it's the most petty reason, because, you know, when they beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, right?
That's why.
So, no, listen. Elliot, my older brother, he had a booklet that had all of the players, all of their stats, everything in it from Cowboys and from Steelers. Mm-hmm. And I just so happened to have the same birthday as Emmett Smith. And he was already my favorite player because I was always a running back when we played backyard football. And the first year I played softball, my number was 22. So
all right, that's valid.
That makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah,
I can rock with that.
Hey, it's so funny because, hey, I'll be listening to Cam, man. And this dude literally said, in order for the Cowboys to win, they need to go back to doing coke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they was winning. As a matter of fact, when they won the Super Bowl against Pittsburgh, they was doing coke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah. He said they need to go back doing coke. And I, you know what? And I believe him.
Look at the Mets.
And then OJ,
Damn, well, strawberry.
Who said that yeah. Hot dog coke? They probably just got Fetty in their coke now.
Yeah, yeah. They can't do. Yeah,
just saying.
They'll be nodding off.
Dad be forgetting to throw the ball.
Oh man. And OJ said back in the day when he's like, we used to call the Cowboys South America's team. I'm like, y'all niggas is no good, man. Y'all niggas, hey, fuck the Cowboys, go Steelers.
That was a Cowboys fan, but that was only because my two uncles are. So, and my uncle Ruben's my favorite uncle.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Cowboys fans up that way. I know
it's America's team, so there's a lot of Cowboys fans.
It ain't my America's team. Shit.
I'm done. I quit. I didn't
hear what you said. Oh man,
be black then.
But so you know, well, there was talk about Mike Tomlin taking a break from coaching, but now it came out, you know, he's not going nowhere. But I felt like he was going to go and coach college, mainly at the University of Alabama.
That's
but
what I saw too.
But you know, I would have liked to see that.
I feel like he'd be a good college coach because I don't think his message is being heard in the locker room anymore. You can't speak to these rich kids, yeah. Adult
kids.
Maybe
he should just take a break.
I just feel like his welcome might be worn out. You
or
might not find a better
really
coach.
Just, so if you think about it, what really has he done besides – he hasn't had a losing
season. They don't lose.
Season.
Yeah, they
yeah
don't
but
lose.
What really has he done?
Nothing.
Like, I'm just being honest. Nothing. What has he done?
Nothing.
So is he really a good coach? Or?
I mean, he's better than.
I think he's coach of the year this year.
He's better than 20 other
How
coaches.
Do you think he's coach of the year?
Well, again, no losing season. And look what he had to work with.
That quarterback.
Look what he had to work with a quarterback. Look what he had
Man,
to work with.
He chose to put that little bum ass nigga in you.
But still. But right. But. Look who we ended up with.
But
a
that's
third
the thing.
String
but that's the thing. He's good at getting the best out of mediocre or below average. But can he really like get to the next level?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah,
he did it like in the first year?
Second year.
No, this ain't going to keep him because TJ Watt said he ain't playing for nobody else.
But that's what Pittsburgh does, though. They let their coaches decide when they want to.
And that's crazy.
And no, like, it was like, I thought everybody was just racist. They wanted to get rid of him for
but
a
now,
while.
Yeah.
But now it's like, all right, yeah.
You see that he really hasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, because you're a Steeler fan. My mom's just
Andy
my
Reed
mom's got, a Steeler fan, and she said, fuck my Tomlin.
The Eagles let go of Andy Reed.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
The Eagles
man,
got rid
really
of Peterson after
that
they won
fired,
a,
like
3 years after winning the Super Bowl, they got rid of Peterson. They're about to get rid of their coach now.
Now, yeah.
They were just in the Super Bowl last year. Like every other franchise, Bill Belichick had to go.
Yeah.
And
like,
it's from the Seahawks. Didn't he get fired too? Like, come
Pete
on.
Pete Carroll, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they actually are decent teams. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's been there.
He's been there for a long time.
In like 15 years or something.
I mean, he took the Seahawks to, what, 2 Super Bowls?
Yeah.
Yeah, and got fired. And Bill Belichick got fired. Was it the same day?
Yep.
Yeah, same day.
The same day. So and the Steelers just holding on to Mike Tomlin. Something, come on, man.
They will hold on to him.
He got some pictures from a Diddy party.
But Bill Cowher was the same way. He was mediocre. They won twice, but he was mediocre.
Man, Bill Cowher isn't a Mike Tomlin. He's not a Mike Tomlin.
He's not, but he didn't lose the terrible teams as much either.
No, but at the same time.
They lost the two.
Bill Cowher has losing seasons.
Yeah, he does.
Bill Cowher has losing seasons.
And they didn't get rid of him either because he was allowed to do whatever he wanted.
Right.
That's what the Steelers
do. So at least give this man the grace to do what he wants.
This is what I hate, and I feel like this is going to start happening more. These NFL teams get rid of these coaches whenever these teams are doing really bad, and then they'll bring in their black coach when the teams are bad and give them a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But – the team's trash.
They did that to what's his
name. So then they're
going to
fire him after
3
years. Like, well, what'd you do? Well, I didn't have nothing to work with.
Yeah, nothing to work with. So, but it's working out for a homeboy down at Houston.
Yeah.
They suck.
Tampa.
And Tampa. See? Hey.
Guess you
didn't expect it to.
Right?
Yeah, they didn't expect it to.
I'm be tuning in this weekend. I'm putting some money on. I'm putting some money on something.
Has your tickets been hitting?
You know what? God damn it! Nope. I was 1 point away on that Kansas City game.
So why
I was
are you
one,
gonna put more money on it?
I was 1 point away from winning $7,000. Hey,
how much did you win?
I won nothing.
So you were all the points. So you were all the points to winning.
Next time.
Hey,
you're gonna win.
I'm gonna hit this weekend.
I don't think there's any connection, like, since sports betting's gotten big to that and outcomes of football games.
I mean, it's always been like that
before.
Yeah.
Sports betting's always been there. It was just bookies before.
Right. But do you think it's worse now that it's, like, public and open?
Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why the odds are the way they are. You're not going to win.
Or you might.
There's a couple people that whose ticket at Marcus. His ticket always wins. His ticket always wins.
He gambles all the time and he only posts the winners.
These Spinks wins all the time and he don't got enough getting money to gamble all the time.
Man.
I worked in a casino. I'm not allowed to talk about
this. Why you say him by name?
Because I'd say it to their face.
Well, all right, that's fair.
Hey.
He know he broke shit. That ain't nothing new. The fuck? Like,
it's going down tonight.
I mean, oh, I'm just saying, he don't gamble all the time. I don't want to be judgmental or nothing. I wouldn't judge him.
You're catching on already. Look, see the effect it's having already.
Oh man. On that note, let's go to a song, man. Let's play this Jewel Cakes. This is Jewel Cakes, and the song is called Hot.
The End Box. Discussion.
Hot as hell, yeah, I'm burning up. When you hear this music, better turn it up. Get to the money, time to earn it up. Got my hair straight, time to perm it up. Stepped on the scene, they like who she be. She a classy chick with a gangster lean. Get it from my mama, running my jeans. Hard work up, provide, keep it clean. Down on myself, have to let that go. Don't take a chance, or you'll never know. Then regret that there, then what you gotta show. What they think, they ain't trying to go. Bring a fire truck to bring cakes out. Bring back up, or take another route. Dragon flows fire from my mouth, straight dragon holes, you know what I'm about. It's blessing, no stressing, just learning lessons. We flexing, bitch pressing, ignoring all texts. I'm hot like Texas, I'm fire, aggressive. I own it, possessions, get money, excessive. Hot, oh, we ready, on go. Get money, been grow, you got it, you know. Discussion.
Stay in the kitchen cause I bring that heat. If you don't like that, we don't gotta speak. I've been in the lab with a pen and pad. I've been on my grind all day this week. God on my side so I ain't even stressed. Just living right so I'm getting blessed. Stay away from me if you with that mess and the drama. I ain't too impressed. Too many no's, had to tell them yes. Can't take from me cause I'm at my best. And I'm on a mission, yeah I'm on my quest. Got no going back, just progress. Less talking, more actions. They ain't even got it, why you asking? Stay focused, no distractions. Stay focused, no distractions. It's blessing, no stressing. Just learning lessons. We flexing, bitch pressing. Ignoring all texts. I'm hot like Texas. I'm fire, aggressive. I own it, possessions. Get money, excessive. Hot, oh, we ready, on go. Get money, been grow. You got it, you know. Discussion.
The Inbox.
Yeah, that was Jewel Cakes. Hot.
Shout out Jewel Cakes. Shout out
Jewel Cakes.
Why and are you saying hot like that?
I don't know, because I said all the words of the day like that. Yeah, so I figured I might as well say it. I figured I might as well say it like that. But, I got a question for y'all, man. Do y'all have a price or, do you have a price on your partner? Or do you have a price? Okay, so pretty much.
Yeah, because you knew I was going to say, what the fuck do that mean?
Okay, so you know who Adam 22 is, right?
I don't.
No Jumper podcast? Never heard of it.
So you know how they had like a reality show.
Crypt Mac.
Yeah, like.
Crypt Mac, the podcast Crypt Mac always goes on. You never watch
it. Oh, that guy.
Mm-hmm. That one that
the white guy?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That's starting all the trouble?
Yeah, and his yeah. wife, and his yeah. wife, there. You know what I mean?
His wife's a porn star.
Yeah, they be fucking other girls and shit.
I know about all that. I just know yeah. he's a troublemaker. My husband be watching him.
Troublemaker. But you know, they had a reality show where he's pretty much I guess you could say
pimping out his wife just for the most part. Yeah, he had a reality show and put people through all the contestants through to be able to have a threesome with him and his wife. This is after he had that one porn star.
Yeah, after the one big nigga came through and beat his bitch's back in.
2 weeks after they got married, she did her first boy-girl porno scene with a big black dude.
Oh.
Big black dude. Pause.
Yep.
Oh.
Crushed her.
So now he's pimping on his wife.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Hey,
Pretty
so,
Tony.
So. You know Pretty the rules Tony? Of the game, Pretty Tony. Your bitch chose me.
You don't know who that is?
Nah.
Nah, we can settle this like we got some class. We can get some gangster
shit.
I was calling my husband that because he thinks me and his dad are bitches. I said, okay, Pretty Tony, with the bullshit.
So, I mean.
No,
you. I already know. Yep.
Wait a minute. Now, because we all broke.
I mean,
so somebody came to
I'm
you was like,
y'all right now.
Did he say, hey,
no
Jason?
Amount of money that I would allow my wife to go. Being in that situation, you never know what you're gonna do.
What if D said, I'll make you a Ciroc boy and give you.
That sounds gay. I'll make you a Ciroc boy. I'll make you a boy.
So no.
The way you said that, if I heard Diddy say that to me, that sounded weird.
He sounded like somebody. He looked like somebody really said that shit to him.
Nah. But if he's offering multi-millions. I mean, obviously you would consider it, but I just don't feel like
don't
the sanctity of my marriage.
I don't know if I'd be able to get my woman's vagina up like that.
I couldn't. My marriage.
I don't know. Because maybe we could talk about it after.
But
I don't know.
She also slept with people before me.
Yeah, that's true.
But what if she liked it?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That'd be what in your head.
Yeah.
That'd be in my head the whole time.
I'd cut your balls off
texting?
Afterwards.
Who you texting? Why your phone going off right now? Why you got your phone upside down? What you mean? Why you change your password? That's how I
be. There's probably a lot of people that. There's, so, you know, remember we was talking about all them different clubs and stuff around here we didn't know about?
I sure do. I'll be at one. I'll be there soon.
What's the one called?
Oh, the Body Shop.
The Body
what
Shop.
What are you talking about?
Oh, the club.
I don't remember this.
Oh.
Yeah,
they're private members only clubs.
Yeah.
Very specific.
Oh, the sex clubs.
Yeah.
I know the.
I was like, what the fuck?
I mean,
couples that go there.
Yeah.
I would never do no shit like that's weird. That's weird.
I mean,
the
thing
is, like, that's your agreement. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do believe that people are that way and can communicate well enough. I don't necessarily require my partner to be monogamous. It just depends on the situation.
So. Oh, I do, because I'm stingy. I'm not sharing my toys. See, no
I just know how I am. Like, I just know how it would just fuck with me. It would fuck with me mentally.
There wouldn't be a thing that could happen that my mind wouldn't jump time.
Right.
And, you know, I'm not the nicest drinker. Anyway, so he wouldn't have a peaceful weekend if I was drinking. I'm getting drunk. I'm getting drunk tonight. It wouldn't be worth it in my household.
See, for me, it's like I don't value you just on your dick. So if your dick has that much value in our relationship, I need to reflect on myself.
See, I just feel like if your relationship starts like that and that's like the agreement, okay, that's one thing.
That's
like
one thing.
I'm married now, so like my choice was to only be with you. So I can't do that.
And not get your pH balance thrown off. That's what that should be happening. Like, for real, that's it. I mean, it do. Like, you can't sleep with, like, other people. It will throw your... I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I be sitting down beside bitches like, whoop, girl, I didn't see you going last night.
Then that shit throws off your energy and shit. You know what I'm saying?
With that pH balance?
Well, that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
But with the shit you believe in, you pass energy from person to person. So, like, that's another thing.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely. Yeah, I'm not saying go out there. Y'all took it from non-monogamous to fucking everybody willy-nilly. It's not. No. That's where everybody's mind went.
No, that's how it started. If the woman's a porn star, she pretty much is fucking everybody that she wants to. She's not just fucking the same porn star.
Pay her to fuck.
No, her and her husband are just fucking. They're having game shows. I mean,
they're making
people.
Money. They're making right. Right. money.
Yeah.
Who she wants to, whoever she wants to. She's not just fucking the same porn star. She's fucking different mm-hmm. people.
Plus, at the same time, he's fucking bitches with her.
Right.
Yeah, so they usually have people on their podcast, and at the end of it, they end up.
They've
been doing this with women all the time. Now they're just. At men,
yeah. So,
yeah,
but that's their, yeah. but that's their they're relationship.
And that's
cool. Right. That's what they do. But I just know I can't unless
because that's the only way I'd have it. Either we're fucking or I'm fucking. That's you got to make a choice.
Wait, hold on. What did you say?
Either we're fucking or I'm fucking. So
not just her. You would have to be. You have to.
It would have to be me and her. We would have to be fucking this chick.
We're fucking all
together. Either we're fucking or I'm fucking.
What if it's?
I'm saying.
Well, what if it's the dude that went?
Ain't no dudes in this house.
The dude. What? Ain't gonna be no for men.
There ain't gonna be no dudes. None. Listen, this is a taco party. It's straight tacos. No glizzies, tacos.
Hey.
No glizzies, all tacos.
I don't know.
There's no price on.
I can't do it. I can't handle it.
Yeah, me either.
Would you let your wife trick you out?
Not because then I'm going to be like, well, since she let me do that, what's she trying to do?
That's
just how I am.
What you got up your sleeve? Yeah, now, you ain't about to bake my cake.
Before my marriage and that type of shit, that's a different story. But, like, nah.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Nah, not at all. I'm cool.
I'm mentally weak.
Mentally
weak when it comes to that. I'm sorry.
I feel like that's why you get married, because you want to be with
that person. Yeah.
And I think that's like a structure that was created. It's like literally the most recent form of relationship in human existence. With nothing that necessarily proves it's beneficial.
Right. I will say that.
The species as a whole, I mean. You know what I mean? I'm not downplaying it. Like, it's
right.
Culturally, there.
It's great,
like,
if it works.
Why, like,
it is a cultural thing.
That's what we were taught. Like, Of course, that's what we're doing, you know?
Never mind. I was going to say, if I lived in Africa, I would have multiple wives.
I mean, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right, exactly.
Multiple husbands. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
There are
work
women out there. Well, there are women that have multiple husbands, and yeah. I'm just like, I don't know how that would work. I don't see
what's
how
the purpose?
That, I don't.
If it ain't
well,
about,
you want me to tell you the purpose?
Just sex,
for it, I'll
what's
tell you
mean?
The
there is a purpose. There is a purpose.
Because I think maybe that a lot of, like she said, you know, it might not just all be sexual. One of them guys might have not what she needs, like Chris Bender.
And I think even, think about
like yes, you do know who Chris Bender is.
I don't know.
The Chris song Bender. Chris Bender. One girl.
I didn't know who sang it.
That's we were that's my shit, though.
You just brought that up a couple shows ago.
That's my shit.
I know the song.
Yeah. Somewhere. Where were you at? Just
we
now,
were singing
Mary.
It last time, but I didn't remember the name of it.
But like that. Like so, I guess for them women, that's how it is. Might be one of them might be her soulmate. One of them might be the one she just wants to sleep with.
But it's acceptable, so you just that's your norm.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And all of that stuff's made up. You know what I mean?
So
even
weird.
Everything we believe was made
it's
up.
Made
like,
up.
And that's one of the biggest parts of my coaching is like in how many ways, even on a simple level, about what you do daily, is rooted in what you've been taught to do instead of what you want to be doing or what you could be doing instead that you weren't taught. We weren't taught that that we can build a relationship with our thoughts and our emotions to be able to have more of an influence over the direction that they go. So, but yeah, those beliefs are all, you know, taught. They're made up.
Yes,
but
are.
Yeah, they're rooted and we tie emotion to them. Like, so here, when we think about our partner in a monogamous situation, having sex with somebody else, we root betrayal and all these other emotions that are only culturally known. These aren't true or real. They're taught responses. So now there is a chance that you might still hold that same response after you go through the process of checking and seeing if you believe that. But there's a bigger possibility that it's not your idea. Know what I mean?
True.
That is very true. Actually, I understand that 1,000% because I go through that myself, you know, coming out of a, you know, long-term relationship and dealing with all that. So.
But that's
I understand that.
I think what you said, the big thing you said was betrayal. So, like, if you're in a monogamous relationship, that's what you expect. That's your rules that you put in place.
Right.
But if you're in an open relationship,
right.
it is what it is. Your emotions aren't attached to someone stepping outside.
So what really is the point of even being in a relationship if you're in an open relationship? Because if I'm going to be able to just do what I want to do, then...
But I don't know if it's
all
relationships aren't
just
like free.
So what is like a hall pass? Because I'm not quite sure what an open relationship
is. I guess you make your own rules with it.
That's exactly what it is.
Okay. Everyone's different.
I just don't understand it.
Some people might want to see their partner happy, and if that's what makes them happy,
but that's what I'm saying though. But what if it doesn't make the partner happy? You see what I'm saying?
It might not matter.
You want them to be happy. But in turn, they're still hurt.
It
like
might
so,
not
why
matter,
why would you even
you
put yourself
have in
that
your relationship
through, in
outside
that,
of the sex
and through that? I just don't understand.
But then you have problems outside of the sex. You can't communicate.
So, right. I just said that wouldn't be in an open relationship because I just don't see the.
No,
point
I'm not talking
of
about
that.
You. I'm just saying that someone in that situation.
Oh, I'm a bad communicator too. Tell you that too. But I'm just saying I really don't see the point in open relationships. I feel like they're just stupid because you should just. Be able to do what you want if that's how you feel. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion. But there's a whole bunch of weird shit that goes on in the world today.
Yes.
Maybe it's safer okay. because you put, like, boundaries on it.
But what boundaries can you put on somebody sleeping with somebody
else? She wants to explain. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's just you navigate. Like I said, the reason you're so defensive of it is because it's rooted in something that you believe in.
No, I think it's stupid. I'm not against it. I just think that I wouldn't be in one because if I want to go fuck whoever, whenever, or whatever they do.
Then it negates you being in a relationship.
Right. That's right. What I'm saying. There's no point of being with a significant other. If you see somebody else you want to sleep with, like you could still sleep with this one, him, and not have to be in a relationship.
But maybe you find value in the other stuff.
What? What do you find value
taking
in another
care of a
person
household? I don't know.
That you can't find value in yourself. Why do you have to be with somebody else in a relationship for value?
You shouldn't.
That you can't find in yourself. Ooh,
shouldn't be
so
single.
Open exactly. So why in the fuck are we in open relationships? That's
well,
what I'm
why are you in
to
any relationship then? Because you might be whole by yourself, right?
Because
that's what you just said.
No, I said value. He said value. I said I'm in a relationship with my husband because that's who I love and that's who I want to be with. So if you're with somebody, you should want to be with that person. If you have to have sex with other people, then you don't need to be with anybody.
And maybe sex isn't part of the second and third partner. You know what I mean? Maybe in the open relationship, maybe there's
but that's what I'm
four
saying. So
partners.
Why, but he's saying because the relationship adds value. Right. I said, what value can another person? You said
oh,
yourself.
There's a million. I mean, like just like JT said, what if your first wife can't cook, but she supports you emotionally, she's bomb in bed, all the other things that you want, so you get somebody else who can
but
cook.
But you should be able to do those things for yourself, so there's no...
So don't be in any relationship. So
that's what I said. That's what I said.
Like with your husband either.
No, you're talking about an open relationship. You're saying that open relationship, if this woman's on this, and he wants to go do this, he should be able to cook and clean and do all that for himself. So I'm confused. I'm just confused on an open relationship. If that's what people want to do, that's fine. But my thoughts are you should
just
be by
single
yourself.
And
I
mean, I see both sides of it. It's not something that I would want to do, so I don't fully grasp it emotionally, but I understand why people do it.
Well,
I do, but... Like you were saying before, if the other person isn't happy with it, then there's something else wrong
going on.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So.
And it is going to be about like mutual consent. You're not going to go in and strong arm.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not mutual consent.
Diddy would.
That's not what I'm saying. I didn't say it was a mutual consent. I'm just saying it's just
Take that.
See, doesn't compute for you.
It's just not your thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not my thing either. I feel that.
Well, I got another question to ask y'all, and I got to be honest about this. Do y'all think y'all got to be careful dating out here? Is it even worth dating out here anymore? Do you have to watch yourself?
I feel like
check the Adam's apple.
That's a real thing. We're not even being funny.
I feel like it's getting worse as the generations go on.
Yeah,
you heard
my gay club story about the girl walking around with angel wings, and then she had the deep voice, and we was checking.
Wait, but you gotta finish the other part, and you went back to that gay club.
I had to because the club got shut down where everybody was at, so I had to go back.
Couldn't go home.
I couldn't. Had everybody else was. Everybody was there. I'm not going to go
couldn't
to the
go
other
to
club.
Couldn't even go to the hot dog
stand. I couldn't go back there. Yeah. Oh, it was bad, but it was
couldn't walk.
It ended up being a good time, better than I thought. Pause. So, just it was cool.
Pause.
It was an experience that I'll never have again. So, yeah. So with that being said,
I think the dating scene is probably worse because it just seems like it progressively gets worse.
Well, yeah. But
you
I mean,
can't trust. You can't trust people.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah,
you never know. Somebody's trying to set you up. They got some ulterior motive to do something, or just want to fuck with you, or just want to hem you up.
Plus
like
you
my
can't
man
take
Jonathan
him to
Majors
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
you can't
take
it
to Cheesecake Factory.
No
Red Lobster.
I feel like
this younger generation,
we're doomed.
Like what you see, what you see, and what you hear about how these women's standards are is crazy.
It's crazy.
They want someone who's under 30 that makes hundreds of thousands a year, also over six something, and got all the time in the world to spend with them.
Right.
Like how? First off, how am I making that kind of money if I have
if I got to spend it all with you? I got to spend all my time with you, so I'm not making no money.
You know, obviously that's not everybody, but that's just what you see.
Right. It's an unrealistic.
Social media is not real.
But yeah, they want the kids that got famous on YouTube 10 years ago, guys. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's shit is crazy out here. And then I sit there and think about my man Jonathan Majors, how they did him. I feel bad for the dude.
Do you?
Because my man, hey, he did get done dirty, man.
Did he?
He did.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So what'd he do?
Well,
did he assault her?
According to
not from what I've seen. Like, I've seen her assaulting him.
Right.
But
actually,
but that's just the footage that got out.
That was the footage that they presented at court.
Oh, right. My God.
Yeah. But not only that, like, so let me get this straight. So you got the footage right there in front of your face, and she's obviously causing a fuss. You're trying to get away from her.
He ran up the street.
You know what I'm saying? And she's not letting you go. Then, you know, you try to play it cool. You play it cool, you walking, and then you just shut up. You do the 100-meter dash all through Manhattan and shit, running from this white chick, and she's running after you. It looks all funny and shit.
Then
he still got convicted. So is it worth, like,
so why would they supply that footage?
Is it worth it?
I don't know what they thought they was about to do with that.
It worked. And it worked.
OJ fucked it up for everybody.
If the glove don't fit, you must
acquit. OJ did fuck it up for everybody because he got away with it. He got away with it.
That's it.
Okay.
I mean, they had OJ, and they planted evidence and did all kinds of extra crazy shit.
When they had him.
Now,
yeah.
So that's over.
Hey, shout out to OJ.
Jonathan Majors should have got Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She'll get him out.
Oh, yeah.
She gets, once you're in, she'll get you out.
Mm-hmm.
But she can't save you?
Nah, that was her dad.
He needs a Coretta.
Yeah, that's who helped with that OJ. That's why I said that's who you should have got. Mm-hmm. Maybe would have got a little bit of sympathy because he gets
so he's getting chased by this woman.
He lost his Marvel.
And then after the assault, she goes to the club, gets drunk with her friends, comes home, blacks out. And he finds her in his fucking big ass walk-in closet. He calls 911.
In his house?
His crib.
Where they live together?
Yeah, his crib. And all of a sudden.
So that's when the assault happened. She came back from the club after chasing him. He's like, oh, you think you bad?
This ain't no
bill. Yeah, you think you bad, huh? Bust your motherfucking ass.
And it's so tough when you get in the court system because nothing has to be true. You just have to have a better lawyer that knows the loophole more and what to present to the judge or how to work the jury. It's the unfortunate part about our system, you know? And like JT said, who really knows what happened?
And he found her passed out in the walk-in closet.
His ass got convicted because he told, what do you say? He needs a Coretta Scott.
I need a Coretta Scott King or a Michelle Obama.
He told her that.
Yes. Oh, he said, I need a woman like that. So that's why his ass got that nail in that coffin. That's exactly why. Mm-hmm. You don't talk to no white woman like that.
She said, I'll show you.
I'll show you. You need a Nancy Bush,
what
motherfucker.
Happened, what happened to Coretta's husband? That's what she said. That's fucked up. It was just Martin Luther King Day. I shouldn't have said that. But that's how she was feeling.
That's what she was thinking.
It's exactly what she was thinking.
Yep.
Man, fuck
so you
that
feel
bitch.
Bad for him.
I feel bad for him.
I feel bad he lost his Marvel deal. That's my
problem. Man.
I mean,
if he got convicted, they have
to take the deal. But he lost it before that.
But listen at this.
No, he
so he doesn't. He doesn't.
As soon as he
got accused, right? Yeah.
He does an interview. With what is it?
With
ABC.
That outfit on.
Yeah.
His stylus needs five.
You know what I'm saying? Stylus was already gone. He lost the Marvel deal.
He had them MC Hammer pants on.
Oh. That old ass. Outfit? That shit was looking trash.
He had on some purple and blue MC. Oh my God.
It was crazy.
You could tell he went to the City Mission and picked that shit up.
Yeah, them checks slowing up, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'ma still look like how I was looking though.
Hey, you better call. You better holler at Michael B. Jordan getting that Creed 5 or Creed 4. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. But shout out to Jonathan Majors, man. I feel bad for that nigga right there.
Why?
Oh, he always dresses
that
like that.
That was a ploy. Let me see.
No, he always dresses like that.
Why? I guess.
You guys, you see,
you see that judgment creeping through, guys? Interesting.
No, his style is, it's very different. He dresses like, like, you know how jeans? They have the slaves dress?
Yeah, like JNCO jeans. Y'all remember JNCO jeans?
Wasn't he in one of those?
Did he get stuck there?
He was in 12 years. He's the one that was hanging from there.
I don't watch
those.
I don't
watch movies like that.
Make you angry. They will.
I can't bring myself. Like, my husband always like, you want to watch Mississippi Burning?
Oh, dude!
Do you want to watch Mississippi Burning?
when we was in middle school, they used to play Roots. And fights used to break up. I swear to God.
They
used to play Roots in school. That's crazy. That's crazy. What did they think was going to happen?
They used to make us watch Glory before, and because we used to have to go to
Gettysburg or something. Yeah.
My mom said you don't have to go.
These dirty, rotten motherfuckers. Anyways, so I got I posted a little meme on Facebook, and it pretty much it said, "For $50 million, would you go party with Diddy, or would you take a year's worth of food stamps?" I said, "I would party with Diddy." Yeah, I said it. I'm partying with Diddy. However, that does not mean that this man is going to be poking nothing.
That's exactly what that means.
But then you don't get the money.
I still get the money. It just said, I got a party with Diddy. I'll be at the party with Diddy.
Doing what?
Diddy.
No.
First off, the food stamps ain't even a comparison to any kind
of
money.
It's not in no comparison.
Like, if you said like 100,000 or a lifetime supply of food stamps, now we're talking. But a year's worth of food stamps or 50 million?
Yeah, there's no fucking comparison.
People do a lot of shit for way less.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like
what I said.
I'm partying with Diddy. So,
But
what's that?
Do you even need to know everything that comes with the party, or are you just saying I'm gone? Because I need explanations
need details,
first. Like,
bro.
give me the itinerary.
Yeah,
we gotta go back to your house.
Yeah. Am I free to leave whenever I want?
Who's gonna be in the closet?
Yeah, right. Yeah, is Dwight Howard gonna be in the closet or? I need more details.
See, I feel like, because you got to understand, man, Puffy had all the bad chicks.
Obviously,
yeah, but,
the fine
but 50
dudes,
Cent
yeah.
said he always had some
a cover
dude
up.
In the bed. He always has some
I'm not going to be
get
that
my,
dude in the
bed.
In
the big white bed.
I'm not going to be
about,
the dude in the bed.
You hear that, 50 Cent talking about that?
No.
He always had some dude get in the bed with him.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in that bed.
I want y'all to stop acting like we ain't watched P. Diddy switch across that stage all our lives. We ain't see him do that? All right.
But here's my thing. What do you think that's for, like, I don't know. Do you think he's, like, undercover, so to speak? Like, I should say, if he is bisexual or homosexual or pansexual or whatever,
he's at the status where he should be able to come out. And
that's what
out.
I was
right,
thinking.
Right.
Yeah,
but
like,
I also
well, I don't,
feel like
as a matter of fact, I think he would get so much support.
Him,
Yeah. If he, you know, but in, maybe but it would have affected
his culture. It's like it's super
it's
taboo.
Trash. Yeah. Anyway, right? Taboo. Have you heard a song on the radio?
Well, that's because all these new this new music. I think it's a different genre. Yeah, but that's another.
To hear that okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's another.
Yeah, go to Target to hear hip hop. You can't get on,
you can't
the, radio.
Get on the radio.
But I feel like the elite of the elite do these things where they want to have. They want to have ammo for blackmail on people. So they'll make you do these things. Or it's a power thing. Like, in order for you to get to this level, you have to do X, Y, and Z because I'm in control. In order for you to get this, you have to do this for me. Right. And it's just, rich, powerful people, they abuse power, I feel like. So
money is power.
Well, see, and I think it happens on every level of humanity. And they just have a camera on them all the time. You know what I mean? You can go to McDonald's and there's somebody fucking with every employee underneath them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There is. And to me, it has nothing to do with money because
You're about to find out because you're in the industry. In order for you to walk through these doors.
We ain't no Diddy parties Diddy.
We Diddy. I already told you.
Hear me?
She's cool.
And not invite us.
Yeah, because Pharrell definitely wants to be on that guest list.
Pharrell wants to go.
Yeah, I want the 50
in order, in order for you to get through those doors to get into that elite party, they got to know that you're not going to spill the beans.
Yeah.
So Cat Williams tried to tell y'all.
Yes, he did. He didn't try to tell
y'all. They're gonna make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. So now if you talk, they got you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, I think that happens on every, even like in the hair department in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? I think it's just a question of integrity. It's taboo because it's sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in every level, somebody is pushing you to question your intake. I'm gonna, yeah, you get to choose yourself or this imposed dream.
Sales. My last job, sales. Fire your people or you're gonna end up getting fired. What do you want to do?
Okay.
Fire your people.
Fire people.
Or, yeah. That's how it is in sales. Sales is cutthroat like that.
You're so fired.
And then, well, get these numbers.
I'm out.
Get these numbers. I'm not going to tell you how. I'm not going to tell you not to do this. But if you have to do something to get those numbers, then do what you got to do. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you to go, you know, over the line ethically. But you got to get these numbers. That's how it is.
And it comes down to choice. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the opportunity to decide who you are, you know?
Well, so-and-so's doing this, and he's number one in the company.
Damn, that's...
That's your priority... I'm walking every time.
Yeah. Damn, you just brought me back to a situation. I think I might have told the story a couple shows ago, or maybe even back when on the old show, about how I was in Florida going door to door selling magazines for Death Row and shit.
I've never heard the story.
Well, you never heard the story.
Wait, Death Row got a magazine.
Well, no, I call it Death Row magazines because there was some shit going.
Like, okay.
There was some shit going on. Yeah, niggas was getting fucked up.
I'm like, wait, Death Row got a magazine.
Niggas was getting fucked up, dropped off at the airport, and all types of crazy shit. But
we have time to hear this.
So, all right. So, I get dropped off at the bus station. I make my way down to
Charlotte. Should we
Charlotte.
Go to a song first?
You know what? Let's go to a song first. Let's go to a song first.
The Inbox.
Calling my phone, huh? She a dog when a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas rain on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie. Money calling my phone, huh? She a dog when a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas rain on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie. Add it up, now multiply.
break bread, y'all still the vibe. Still high, but I'm rolling up and I'm pulling up and I'm running game. Get your hoe inside, kill the pussy, hoe aside, then back on road. Overdrive, you know I grind. Double up, feeling like I'm Nipsey. It's me, bitches like the nigga Swizzy. Started from the bottom like the nigga Drizzy. Got me in my feelings, about to do the shiggy. Bands round me, no hoop court. Pack on me, no Newport. Fortnite, don't play games. Get caught, don't say names. Don't gang bang, but it's gang gang. VIP and we pouring up. Kill a hater, call the coroner. Doing good, don't make them mad. Sick niggas need a paper bag. Slip niggas gon' take a stab. They ain't rhyme for you, better take a cab. Say I ain't the man, better take it back. I'm at the finish line for they take a lap. Money calling my phone, huh? She a dog, want a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas ran on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie. Money calling my phone, huh? She a dog, want a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas ran on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie.
Phone booming, can't miss calls. If I go broke, you'll get ripped off. I'll cross a nigga like Chris Paul. These niggas broke, so they pissed off. Ballin' on them like James Hall. Blind to these niggas like Ray Charles. Blind to these niggas like Stevie Wonder. I love a bag, but I hate y'all. Phone booming, get back to back. Can't chase a bitch, cause I tried to pack. I run it up, nigga, lap for lap. Let's see who got it, nigga, rack for rack. If money did, then I get it, ayy. Wonder War, then we with it, ayy. I don't know what y'all talk about, but I know what I'm gon' go do today.
Money callin' my phone, huh? She a dog, want a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas rain on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie. Money calling my phone, huh? She a dog, want a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas rain on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie.
Now look, I'm the man, homie. Hit a stunner, that's a grand, homie. We all eating. Feds come, I'ma play it cool like a fan on me. Concrete, you can stand on me. Shoes and shirt, that's a band on me. She gon' play her part. Get it hard, and I'ma give her three like Antoni. Double shot, no ice needed. Bel-Air, yeah, I might eat it. Fast like I'm a road runner. She on my dick, cause I know stunner. Her friend want me. No wonder, whole gang here. Blowing hunnids, black mixing snow bunnies. Ice on, got her nose running. Down bottom, now I'm on top. And these hoes flocking, they watch close. Niggas mad, we ain't trying beef, we just trying to eat. Pot roast, no help, yeah, we came up. Used to whip that cane up. Now whip that push start, you fucking the game up.
Money calling my phone, huh? She a dog, want a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas rain on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie. Money calling my phone, huh? She a dog, want a bone, huh? Flip the narrow, leave me alone, huh? Pack on me that aroma. Bands on me, make a dance on me. Had a plan, took a chance on me. Stood tall, niggas rain on me. Now look, I'm the man, homie.
The Inbox.
All right.
So
shout out Deech.
Shout out to Deech, man. Shout out to Deech. So I go catch the bus. I go to Charlotte, North Carolina. I get connected with this. Oh man, this is crazy. It's so long ago. I get connected with this company, and they go door to door selling magazine subscriptions, overpriced magazine subscriptions, might I add. So I get with them, you know, they give me the whole breakdown, how this shit works and what you do. And, you know, they hook me up with a partner. So when they drop us off in these little neighborhoods, you know, you got a little partner with you. Okay, cool. So they're showing me everything. And after we're done for the day, come back to the hotel and we have meetings. And, you know, we go over everybody's slips and shit that we did today. And, you know, see, we see who sold. If you didn't sell, you have to go to an extra meeting after the meeting and get mentored on how to sell some magazine subscriptions. So, lucky for me, you know what I'm saying, I was doing my thing. I didn't have to worry about nothing. But, you know, a couple people did. So, we make a jump down to Florida. We're down in Florida, and, you know, shit was a little rough down there because, you know, there's a, it's a no solicitation state. So us going door to door was a no bueno. You know what I'm saying? They actually locked up a couple people that we was with for doing that shit. But
they probably still down there.
But they might be. Nah, for real, they might be. So this one day, we came back from being out all day. We had a meeting, and this dude wasn't selling. And they were like, hey, they was like, hey, Pharaoh, and he's like, I know you and homeboy is going to be watching the game and chilling and shit, but can we have a meeting in your room? We're like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're like, yeah, you know, you could do what you do, just, you know. We're just going to have a meeting in your room. I'm like, all right, cool. So me and my boy Jay, we went over to the little store, the gas station, grabbed a couple 40s and shit, grabbed some blunts, went back to the room, rolled up, watched the basketball game. We're chilling. They're having a meeting and shit. They're talking bad to this dude. Talking bad, like you ain't selling these magazines. You ain't doing nothing. You're just dead weight. You know what I'm saying? We sit here, we give you money, for, and you're not even doing what you need to do and shit. Because, yeah, they would pay us every day. And, you know, they give him money, and he's not selling. So they're losing money off this dude. And they're sitting there, they're going bad on him. Bad. And next thing you know, I see somebody unhook the DVD player. And I seen that shit starting to get passed around. I'm sitting there looking like, what are they doing? Seen that shit go up, bing. What up, side dudes? They started whooping on his ass, and they was like, hey, y'all get in there too, boy. We going. Hey, we had to get on him too. So, as a matter of fact, we got on him so bad we had to help him put him in the van so they could drop him off at the bus station, and they just left him there.
Well, just so in case he's anybody wants to know
that you joined in.
No, we didn't know Pharaoh like that back then. So any of them, the homicides, yeah.
Accessory to murder.
Dude's alive. He's, well, I don't know if he's alive now, but he was alive back then. He was good.
Alive back then.
Wow.
Yeah, but none of them was alive. But yeah, they was doing a lot of people like that. They was doing.
So, did you have to pay for the DVD player?
Fuck no.
Who rented the room? They did.
Yeah, they went. Yeah, they rented the room.
Here's the best question: when'd you leave after that? How long?
It didn't take long. As a matter of fact, this is how I got away.
This is how I got away.
Part two.
This is how I got away.
So I told the dude, I was like, yo, wow. I gotta go back up to Pittsburgh and handle some business real quick, but I'm gonna come back down because this is right around Christmas. They was about to have a big yacht party and shit, and it was about to be cracking. So I was like, shit, I'm gonna miss the yacht party, but. Let me get from around these motherfuckers because there's people from everywhere. So you're dealing with a whole bunch of.
And they made you jump in.
They made me jump in.
Like it was a game.
They said, get in or we're going to do this to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and my boy had to get the nigga.
Did you hit him with a 40 bottle?
No, he just got a little wrestling. Little wrestling talk. You know what I'm saying?
He was faking.
Yeah. Yeah, but we did carry that big motherfucker in the van, though. Definitely
wow,
carried him.
I didn't know magazines would I
do. Oh, man. They were selling all types of magazine subscriptions, but if you look in the actual magazines, their subscriptions are like $12. These are like $50, $60 subscriptions for 12 months. So they're and people are actually buying them. So I digress. So this is how I made my grand escape. So I went out, you know, I went out as normal. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, went through my little spiel or whatever. And I was like, you know, if you don't want to buy any magazine subscriptions, I'm going to hell. We do donate to St. Jude's. So that right there funded my trip back home and got my belly right, got me some smoke before I left, you know what I'm saying? Got me straight.
Oh, we're canceled for real.
Hey, nigga. That's our, third word? Yeah, third word of the day.
Pharaoh.
Hey. Oh, I have a question for y'all Saint before Jude. He was saved.
Just before he was saved.
So, do y'all get offended if a female calls y'all a bitch?
No.
Probably cuss a little deeper if it's a woman than a man.
Probably. Well, she's like, shut up, bitch.
Yeah. Because it's like, because I can't punch you in the face if I want to. Because I can't, even if I want to, I can't punch you in the face.
Y'all don't be mad as hell. Y'all be mad as hell. I mean, for that reason. Yeah, can't punch him in the face.
I mean, I'll take it, but it's like.
That's how I'll be getting butter in my husband's skin. What are you talking? I'll be like.
I'll take it, but it's like.
She's still alive.
So bad.
And women don't think
so. You know, no, she knows.
Oh, I know how to get up under her skin. Fucked That's up. Why I do it, and I walk out the door. I'm like, shut up, bitch. He was so mad.
Yeah, that shit's. Oof. I think, I don't know. I think I could, I don't know. I could take a lot of punishment, but.
Yeah,
that bitch.
Men don't like to be called no bitches, man. That bitch gets up under their skin,
especially from a woman. Yeah, though. That's fucked up.
And yeah. So I'll be watching Love and Marriage Huntsville, and there's this girl on there. She always calls this other lady's husband a bitch, and it be making me so angry because I don't understand why that woman just be letting her talk to her husband up like that.
Yeah, that's on her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, right.
I'm like, there'd be no way I would. Because if he hits her
and goes to jail, right, then she should be serving that time.
Yep. But.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
What'd she say when she says
it? Saying shit.
She says that she's scared.
Yeah, she's scared.
But she ain't scared enough of her husband.
We can't be scared in the pool hall.
Oh yeah.
Because the first time it happened. Because it's happened multiple times on the show. But the last time it happened in the pool hall. We got pool balls, pool sticks.
And you're on camera?
Yeah.
I'd be damned if I do some fucked shit on camera like that.
And my thing is, like, if I don't feel enough about you to defend you when a bitch calls you a bitch, who am I to you?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, who am I to... I don't... You know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, it's interesting.
I'm not gonna let you get disrespected. Yeah. Like, and bitch, if bitch isn't disrespectful to you, yeah, I won't. But yeah, it's interesting.
Man, I almost got in a couple fights. Well, I did get in a couple fights, and almost got in other fights just for dudes talking crazy like that, being out, everybody drunk, girl's running her mouth, doing whatever, wrong as fuck. But then a dude, you can't address. That's my woman. You don't address my woman.
Now, I'm glad you kind of brought that up. Now, situations like that where, say your woman's out and she's running her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're trying to tell her chill out because at the end of the day. Cause you a lot of problems that you don't even.
We talked about it when we got home.
Yeah, man. Like, do y'all do that?
What?
So we're out.
You know, I'll fight.
We're out, and she knows him from.
Me and my husband will jump him.
She knows him from bartending, and he would always just be bartending whatever. And so she thought they were cool, whatever. And she's talking shit to him, whatever. And he didn't like it that night. So then he says something like, "You need to get your bitch," and I'm like, "Get who?" Like, you know, that's mine. Like,
right.
Watch your mind. Then we got the scuffling. And that shit happened on the south side, too, with my ex years ago. She's running her mouth to some dude. We're in line trying to get pizza at, 3 in the morning. And he says something to her. So I don't know. I'm not a big fighter, but I'm the only one. If somebody going to talk crazy to my woman, I'm the only one that's going
to
do it.
There's been many a times I had to tell my woman, yo, shut the fuck up.
Well, I ain't gonna do it in public.
But it's not where it's gonna be noticeable, but it's gonna be.
I mean, I could have got shot, stabbed.
Yeah, anything, all because of what? Because you're feeling yourself, and you got an ego right now for what? Towards another man.
Yeah, don't talk to another.
Don't talk to another man like that. Because it's gonna put me in a. It's gonna put us in a sticky situation, and niggas is goofy out here. extra goofy. Again,
self-reflection, if that's an issue. If you're an adult who can't go out without running your mouth to people,
right?
You got some self-reflecting to do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
That used to be me. I've grown so much. I'm so proud of myself. Yes, yes. Now I just don't. I go out and get drunk and sing to myself.
Hey.
Yeah, what you be singing?
What did I sing the other day? I recorded, not the other day, a couple weeks ago. I recorded myself and didn't even realize I recorded myself.
Did you listen to it back?
Yeah. So that's funny because last night, I thought I was, but last night, after my daughter told me I was so sober and I was singing, and Charlie was like, "Well," that's exactly what she said. We were laying in the bed, and I was just singing, and she was like, "Well, Mom, you know, when you sing, you kind of sound like you're drunk," and I was like, "Oh." Jackie was like, "Charlie, that's me." She was like, "Well, I was born to sing." So I shut up. Oh. I did. But, yeah, that's how she hit me. She said, "Well."
You know it's coming.
Yeah.
Do y'all have a shower song?
Mm-mm. No. I do.
No karaoke. No
I mean,
shower?
I sing. I can't sing worth a damn, but I'll sing. I don't care. Whatever.
When I get in the shower, it'd be too fucking early. I'd just be trying to shower and
get out. Get in and get out. My daughter makes me sing all the time. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Is it Baby Sharkish?
Anything, whatever's on. Sing it, Dada. Sing.
Yeah, my 6-year-old, he be singing. He be singing. Like,
can he sing?
He's all right. He does his Taylor Swift, and then he'll get into what's that song he be singing?
I don't think
the
I know.
20. He died 21. That he'll do the Drake.
Can you do something for me?
Yeah, actually any song that's on the radio, he knows it. And he sing. Yeah, he's crazy with it.
He must spend a lot of time in Target.
Yeah, he might have.
Yeah, I know Drake was mad when he seen that. Though.
He replied. I didn't read it yet, though.
Yeah, it's
Method Man co-signed corny. It or something. I heard.
Yeah,
he said it too. He said
no, co-signed Drake.
Yeah, it was.
You said corny. He was hip hop or he was Target music.
I didn't read it.
Target music.
I just saw the headline.
Did you see Gary Owens co-signed Cat Williams and stuff?
Yeah, Gary. I think Gary Owens funny.
Yeah. No.
He's all right.
I think he's funny, especially when he was on Comic View.
Yeah, that was back in the day when he was freshly with his wife. I feel like he's gotten cornier.
They're cornier now.
He mainstream.
I've never purposefully turned him on.
Nah, right. I haven't either.
Man. But we have this conversation too because we last episode, right? Because I don't think Monique's funny.
I've never watched a Monique stand-up.
Oh, man, I think she's funny.
I think she's, like... So, okay, Precious really wasn't a funny movie.
It wasn't. But she's funny in Precious, though.
But it was funny to me. Probably.
Yeah. Remix.
So, like, that was funny, but I think she's funny in, like, the Parkers and stuff. I just didn't really think she's funny.
Man. Oh, I was missing out. Missing out. Actually, maybe not. Maybe man, might not
you,
be.
You were standing on business for Monique.
But yeah, she's funny. She is funny. She is.
And who else was it, JP?
Some more.
No, we think
some more
funny.
Is funny.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Who's the chick with the short hair? She always plays someone's like freaky auntie in the movies.
She's funny.
She's funny as fuck.
The one that she travels with Cat Williams, right?
I think she
does.
She
got the blowing hair.
Yeah, she's funny.
What's her name?
Hysterical.
I don't know, or something.
She's funny.
Yeah.
But, like, oh, Lunel.
Yeah, she's funny. We were talking about her.
She is funny.
Like, people think Jess Hilarious is funny. I don't think she's funny.
I don't think I've ever seen anything that.
Yeah. I've been watching her on Nick Cannon show.
Wild and Out. That shit's funny.
That shit is funny. That dude with the big head's real funny. I don't know his name. The 98 South Show or whatever.
Who? I forget his name.
They're funny.
Country Wayne or something.
No, not Country Wayne.
He's not funny either.
Chico Bean.
Yeah, them
DC
niggas.
Young Fly.
I fuck with them. DC Young Fly is funny as hell.
But hey, Dave Chappelle. Did you see the new Dave Chappelle?
That was it.
Oh, good.
It is. I gotta see it.
When did it come out?
New Year's.
New Year's, yeah.
I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check it out.
Yeah.
I think I might do that this weekend. While I'm snowed in.
Don't be disappointed.
I might do it tonight.
Yeah, definitely might do that.
Yeah, I watched that whole Cat Williams after that episode. As soon as that shit came on, he started.
He started, right.
Like, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he didn't fuck around.
He warmed up yet.
Yeah. I heard the ludicrous diss song though.
Did you hear Cat Williams diss song back?
Yeah. That's what I heard today. I was like, oh, okay.
Cat. I knew better than mess with Cat Williams. He's like the crackhead of.
He's like the crackhead.
I fucked with it.
I mean, like.
Yeah, don't mess with him.
Right.
He got ammo on everybody.
Right. Everybody.
Right.
Everyone.
He don't care.
Right.
Well, guys. That will be our show for today. I want to say thank you for everybody listening. Thanks for tuning in. And our next show will be our last for a little bit. We're going to take a little break just to get things situated, get some business handled, and, make everything that you hear right now a better experience. So when we come back, you might see us. You might be on your, I would say TV screen, but it might be your TV screen, might be your computer screen, might be your tablet screen, might be your phone screen, but you might see us on the screen. So we're going to do that. But in the meantime, in between time.
Because I got to get in shape first. The camera adds 10 pounds.
I
got to
get that $3,000 weed.
But in the meantime, in between time, I got some things I got in a stash. Ready to go for y'all, so we'll hold y'all over until then. And like I said, you might hear Miss Fee here, on the sound waves here soon.
What's the show called again?
Word to the Wise. WHYS.
So y'all might catch an episode. Y'all never know.
Thanks for stopping in today.
Thank you for stopping in.
Thanks, Fee. Do we got the round? Where's the round of applause?
A round of applause.
Well, drop a bomb on him too.
I'm so silly. You said so.
Yeah. Just like that. All right, y'all.
Was that your version to take that? He's taking the money, y'all.
Hey,
he's taking the money. I had to.
Inbox, baby. Take that. Can't stop. Won't stop.
The Inbox.
Y'all know what I'm about to do.
Shia! Yeah.
Dr. J, you got me right.
Got my chain.
I'm
the hottest
bro
in the city. My bro. Yeah. Got a call from my G to J. He upstate from making plays. He was just a key away. 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 Got a call from my G to J. He upstate from making plays. He was just a key away. He was just a key away. He was just a key away. He was just a key. You got a call. Texas say I'm getting paid. I'm married, so I'm getting laid. I'm the hottest, so I'm getting played. These bitches twerk to every song. Get ready, go, I scream on lay. I know sometimes I do wrong. She love me, so she gonna stay. Bitch, I'm green in here. I did the killers, the gangsters, the actors. Bitch, I'm green in here. All of you bro hoes, J back up. Listen already, bitch, I ain't even signed. LeBron with the Asian, I just in my prime. Free young thug and the rest of the slime. This ain't tryna fuck, but my girl is a dime. Well, life give me limits, I go selling lime. King of the jungle, so bitch, I'm in line. My mind work for bone when I'm destined to fly. My break over April, I see him in five.